USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is pushing the Democratic-led Congress to provide more cash for the popular Paycheck Protection Program.
My administration continues to press Congress to replenish the enormously successful Paycheck Protection Program, which has impacted 30 million American jobs.
The president says a lot of progress is being made and hopes the Senate will vote as early as Tuesday. It would then head to the House on Wednesday and to the president's desk as early as Thursday. Governors are continuing to announce timelines for relaxing strict measures taken to mitigate the coronavirus. Many states are dropping stay-at-home orders beginning on May 1st. This comes as mounting tensions rise between Americans who feel the government is overreaching their authority and holding protests all across the country, and governors who are issuing executive orders. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Vice President Mike Pence is thanking those who are working around the clock to combat the ongoing coronavirus threat.
Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the time away from your families. And thank you for the commitment that you're living out here each and every day.
The Vice President continues on that conference call with governors at FEMA headquarters.
We are making progress in slowing the spread. We're seeing very encouraging signs, even in hot spots around the country, that cases are leveling and in some cases going down.
A federal judge in Kansas has blocked the Democratic governor's executive order, which limits attendance to in-person church services. The judge, appointed by President Trump, issued a temporary order to permit in-person church services as long as they implement social distancing protocols. The governor insists it's not about religion, and Kansas has approximately 94 deaths related to coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A murderer killed at least 19 people, including a Mountie, during a weekend rampage in Nova Scotia. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more on the story.
A 51-year-old man went on a shooting rampage across the northern part of the Canadian province of Nova Scotia. The man was identified as Gabriel Wortman, and authorities say he disguised himself as a police officer in uniform, and he even fixed up a car to make it seem like a Royal Canadian Mounted Police cruiser. Chris Leathers is with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
I do have some promising news, some good news. The member who was injured in yesterday's event, Constable Chad Morrison, an 11-year veteran of the RCMP, is now recovering at home from gunshot wounds. We have had five structure fires, most of those being residences, and we believe there may be victims still within the remains of those homes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
United Airlines is reporting a $2 billion loss for the first quarter as travel demand fell sharply amid the coronavirus pandemic. The Chicago-based carrier has applied for up to $4.5 billion in government loans to help weather the crisis. United said on Monday that revenue dropped 17% in the first quarter from a year ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.